Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher says he's not going to be running for re-election. It's Monday, February 12th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Wisconsin students are making progress in reading and math scores after pandemic learning losses. And this summer could be louder than usual. Two broods of cicadas will both emerge at the same time across portions of the state. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Today is a perfect way to stay current on Wisconsin news, including headlines with context from around the state. It's your support that makes it possible. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher announced on Saturday that he will not be seeking re-election. The announcement came just days after he voted against impeaching the Homeland Security Secretary. Gallagher's statement announcing his decision did not reference the failed impeachment vote, but he has faced backlash from national and local Republicans. Some even called for him to face a primary challenger. The 39-year-old Green Bay Republican said electoral politics is not meant to be a career and called Congress, quote, no place to grow old. Gallagher has served on the Armed Services and Intelligence Committees and chaired the Select Committee on China. Last year, he was being courted by some Republicans to run for Senate against Tammy Baldwin, Wisconsin's incumbent Democrat. In June, Gallagher announced that he planned to stay in the House of Representatives. He served for four terms in Congress. Former Republican State Senator Roger Roth is the first person to declare his candidacy for Gallagher's seat. The Green Party's presidential candidate will appear on Wisconsin's ballot this fall. The Wisconsin Elections Commission unanimously approved the addition Wednesday because the party took more than 1% of the vote in a statewide race in 2022. The decision could be significant in a state where the last two presidential elections have been decided by around 20,000 votes. A Marquette University Law School poll released last week showed President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump virtually tied among registered voters. Charles Franklin is the director of the Marquette poll.
That there is the potential for disaffected Democrats who are disappointed with Biden but are no fans of Donald Trump to consider going over and voting for Stein or the Green candidate.
The poll also showed 4% of registered voters in Wisconsin would support Stein, including 8% of Democrats. Wisconsin students are making progress in reading and math after pandemic learning losses, but Corrine Hess reports federal funds that have aided recovery are expiring.
Researchers at Stanford and Harvard found students achieved historic gains in math and reading during the 2022-23 school year. But despite those improvements, students still made up only one-third of pandemic loss in math and one-quarter of the loss in reading. Sean Reardon is a Stanford education professor who authored the report. He says students in poorer school districts are still struggling.
The recovery has been pretty even, but because the poor districts fell behind so much further, they're still much further behind.
Researchers think the recovery can be attributed to programs and staff funded with federal dollars that will soon expire. School district officials say they're looking at their budgets to determine how to sustain successful programs. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is starting prescribed burning on some state properties. These carefully planned fires help with ecosystem restoration and maintenance. The DNR says crews might not be able to burn as much as in a typical winter because of the warmer temperatures. John Schwingel is the Wisconsin Business Unit Fire Manager for the Nature Conservancy. He's working to increase the pace and scale of prescribed fires throughout the state to protect species.
So we need to bring fire back in order to either preserve, maintain, or restore these landscapes.
In some cases, the group performs burns on private land. Advocates say the habitat knows no boundaries, so burning on private land can fill a gap that the DNR cannot. Typical schedule for burns has been thrown off this year because of the warmer temperatures. Experts are interested to know how fewer winter burns could affect the landscape. The sounds of summer will be a little bit louder in Wisconsin this year. Evan Casey has more on why.
That's the sound of a brood of cicadas that emerged 13 years ago. This year, they'll have some company. For the first time since 1803, the 13-year brood and the 17-year brood cicadas will both be above ground at the same time across portions of Wisconsin.
It is going to be almost a science fiction-like experience.
That's PJ Leash, an extension entomologist at UW-Madison. He says the insects will be more noticeable near the Prairie du Chien area, Beloit, Janesville, and in Lake Geneva.
And so if you're in one of those areas, it is going to be very, very loud.
You'll likely be able to see and hear billions of them, but he says not to worry.
The cicadas themselves are harmless to people and pets.
The best time and place to see the red-eye bugs? Leash says mid-June in Lake Geneva. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, an invasive insect is damaging Wisconsin's ash trees. All Things Considered host Brady Carlson will have more on how to spot infected trees. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
And finally, winter's a time when we can more easily spot the infected ash trees. The emerald ash borer, an invasive insect, is the most damaging threat to Wisconsin trees. The bug kills more than 99% of the untreated ash trees that it infests. Bill McNee is a forest health specialist at the Department of Natural Resources. He explained how to look for infected trees with All Things Considered host Brady Carlson.
Bill, for those of us who like trees and want to help spot these infestations, what should we be looking for?
The earliest sign of emerald ash borer infestation in an ash tree is often woodpecker damage that seems unusual or hasn't appeared in the past. Winter is a good time to take a look at the trees because the leaves are off and woodpeckers are very active looking for food. So they're flaking off the outer bark of the infested trees and tapping on the trees. You'll find a drill hole that's about the diameter of a pencil. Somehow they know to go exactly where that larva is.
Once we know that there's an infestation, what's done to either treat a specific tree or to keep that infestation from spreading?
By the time you see a lot of woodpecker damage on the tree, that tree has generally been infested for 2 to 3 years. And at that point, you are not going to get rid of the insect from that area. If you have a tree that is of high value, such as an ash tree growing on the front lawn or in a city park, you do have an opportunity to treat that tree with insecticide every year or two and keep it alive and looking healthy, but you have to do that relatively early in the infestation stage before there's too much damage occurring underneath the bark of the tree. Once you start those insecticide treatments, you can't stop it. The beetles will find out that tree is no longer protected and they will reinfest it and kill it within a couple of years. So it can be a long-term commitment. That can add up financially. So when homeowners are deciding, should I treat my ash tree or should I replace it, consider the financial expense of the treatments, but also the benefits that that ash tree brings you by having a nice tree to look at that provides shade and wildlife habitat, for example.
And are there preventative treatments that can be done before an infestation? Can you spray before the emerald ash borer makes its way to a particular area to keep it from showing up?
You can treat individual trees to protect them from emerald ash borer infestation. You can do that every year or two by applying some insecticide products that you would buy at a big box store or a hardware store, or by hiring a professional arborist to come in.
Looking at the maps, the DNR has said the emerald ash borer is, as of yet at least, uncommon in parts of northern Wisconsin. While it's shown up everywhere else, is it that it just hasn't gotten to those regions yet, or is there some other factor?
The first known infestation of emerald ash borer occurred in the Saukville area back in the mid-2000s. Since then, it has spread on its own, probably a few miles a year, but the main way it gets moved around is people accidentally move the insect inside infested firewood or nursery stock or unprocessed logs. It is making its way into the north and becoming more common. The best thing that individuals can do to slow the spread of emerald ash borer in the north is to not bring firewood up north, buy it in the local area where you plan to use it. Despite all of the tree mortality and tree removals that we've seen in the southern counties and parts of the east, a majority of the state's ash trees are actually in the north where emerald ash borer is still absent or a relatively spotty problem. We have really yet to hit peak emerald ash borer in the state, despite all of the ash trees that have already died in the last 15 years.
That reminds me of a line on the DNR website that really struck me when I read it. It said, models developed from field observations predict that a healthy forest will lose 98% of its ash trees in 6 years. As the emerald ash borer spreads, does that inevitably mean that we're facing a future where Wisconsin just has fewer and fewer ash trees?
Some forests have a relatively low percentage of ash, and the impact of this insect is going to be quite manageable. We do have large areas of forest in the state where ash is 50, 80, 90, 95% of the trees growing in that site. And when those ash trees die, we are going to have all sorts of harmful or negative economic and ecological impacts. If you have an ash tree on your property, consider treating it with insecticide or expect it to die. It's unfortunate, but that's really the choice that homeowners have. We have a very good information source online, and that is emeraldashborer.wi.gov, or access the information through the DNR website.
Bill McNee is a forest health specialist at the Department of Natural Resources. He spoke with All Things Considered host Brady Carlson. And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for this Monday. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today, as usual, were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We'll be in your podcast feed tomorrow and every single weekday morning after that, so make sure to hit subscribe, and we'll show up there automatically. Have a great rest of your day, a great start to the work week. We'll talk to you again soon.